Hi everyone, and welcome to the first podcast of Searching for Him.
Me and my cousin both divulge pretty much our journey to finding our future husbands and doing that through the grace of God.
Absolutely. So I'll introduce Emmy. She is 24 years old. We have obviously been cousins all of our life, but we really became best friends at a very young age. I think being the oldest, I always wanted an older sister, and Emmy was that for me. I looked up to her in every way.
Which is so weird.
It is, I know. I wanted your clothes.
Stop. That's so strange. Your hair.
But no, we used to fight a lot, yeah. And
we definitely went through a time where we have a 3-year age gap. Mm-hmm. I'm 24, and my cousin Addie is 21, and we definitely had that time where it's like, those 3 years were like the biggest gap in the entire world.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
But yeah. Once you hit high school, I feel like
we were going through a lot of the same things, you know, just mm-hmm. like with boys and friends and yeah. So our experiences became similar, and then we were able to relate to each other a little bit more. And I would so look forward to her family coming over for dinner, and we would have sleepovers and stuff. And I think as we became adults, we just kind of really confided in each other through a lot of these more real problems.
Yeah, and I think like topics that, and I have two brothers, so I don't have a sister. So Addie was like the sister I never had. But I think that there's some topics that you don't want to talk to your friends about because mm-hmm. you're just like,
they're too close to the situation almost.
Yeah. It's a little cringy. Like, yeah. I don't want to talk to you about this. And then, like, you don't want to talk to your mom about it.
Exactly.
So we had each other to talk to about these things.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what kind of brought about this podcast in the first place, was just at Emmy's suggestion, we thought, you know, other people could probably benefit from these conversations. It seems like every time we're together, we end up talking about the same thing, which is God and boys and how those things kind of intersect. And so that was where our motivation was. And so it comes from that idea that we are on this journey, this search for God, and a lot of times for people, a future husband. Mm-hmm. And that can also be a very difficult road to navigate.
For sure. And I feel like for me personally, right here, right now, is completely different from like where you are right now. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like I'm 24 years old, I'm single, and I've been single for 2-3 years, like fully single for like 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some guys, but they just haven't been the relationship that I wanted. And when my last relationship ended, which was right when I was graduating college, and from that relationship, that's when I started to think like, oh wait, I do, like the next relationship I kind of want to pursue is a relationship that I like don't, that I like, I'm not going to like break up with them over, because breakups are hard and I don't want to have to deal with that again.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though we're at different places in our life, I think we still have a lot of those same struggles. So I was, about 16, I had my first boyfriend, and I think that I only officially dated like 2 or 3 guys, but you know, I would go on dates with a mm-hmm. couple of people and throughout college, and you know, there's just different phases that you go through. And at this point in my life, I am in a relationship with who I would consider, air quotes, the one, but in a much more real sense, the one. Air quotes. My current boyfriend and I are going to get engaged. We're planning to get engaged very soon. Mm-hmm. And so excited.
It's honestly just like the craziest.
It's so surreal.
It's so crazy, you know?
It is. Because we've always talked about it.
Yeah.
We've just always talked about, you know, the wedding and the day and the dress and the songs. And mm-hmm. now, you know, we're actually looking at wedding planning apps and cake toppers and, you know. Like, it's just becoming real.
Even when we were like 8, not even, maybe when you were 8 and then I would have been like 11, we were like talk about our crushes in school.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, can you believe? They held the door open for me.
He's the one.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sadly, no.
So, we've both just learned a lot through our experiences and also sharing our experiences with each other. I know that we've learned from each other's mistakes and successes and that neither one of us have it figured out or are perfect by any means, but we're trying. And I think that just to voice that effort is important, just to let other girls out there know that it is important to pursue God in your relationship, to pursue God before your relationship.
And speaking of God, we've talked about our history with the boys. So what has your history with God been like?
So I was raised Catholic and have been devout, I would say, all my life, but my relationship with Jesus did not become personal until I was probably about 17 or 18. It was just kind of something that was my parents' thing, and I went to church with them, but I didn't really see how it affected me, affected my day-to-day.
And that surprises me.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe because I've just always, like, when I'm around you and your family, just, like, just seen that has always been ingrained, like, in you. I just kind of always... assumed.
Yeah, which was an important foundation for me, but I didn't really pray a whole lot. I didn't.
Oh my gosh, I find that so surprising.
No, I mean, I didn't think that it was. I believed in God, and I knew that He was, you know, real, and that He loved me, and I would thank Him every once in a while. But, you know, as far as what am I doing this weekend, He was not on the radar. What am I going
to hang out with Jesus?
Yes. Yeah. But eventually I came to a point where I needed something more. I needed meaning. And I didn't want to just go through the motions. I'm very much like a person who does not like half-ass things, for lack of a better word.
No.
And so when I was kind of faced with this choice, like, I came to college, do you want to continue the religious thing? And I was like, yes, but I don't want to just do it half-heartedly. I want to give it everything I got. And so that's where I came from. So I would say my first few relationships, just kind of being a teenager in high school, God was not at the center of them in any way. But to my great shame, was not very much a part of them at all. But, you know, you learn from those kind of things, and it made me to the person I am today. But yeah, I've come a long way by the grace of God, and we'll talk about some of those stories, our testimonies, and some of those past lessons that you learn the hard way.
I think my relationship with God is completely, obviously, very different. I grew up in a household where, I mean, my dad does not believe really much in anything spiritually. My mom believes that there's, like, a higher power in the world. She just doesn't really, like, have a name for it and, like, what that would be like. And so it just, like, wasn't anything that I really, like, gave much thought about. Except when I go over to your house, I go to church with you. But, like, I don't know, just when I went to church, like, it just never really clicked in with me, you know? I just kind of was like, okay, like, this is something, like, I'm going to go do. It just never resonated with me. And then when I was studying abroad in London, one of my roommates, he was going to this, like, cool church, he said. And, like, the music right there was so awesome. So I was like, okay, like, I'll go with you. And he didn't want to go alone. So we went to it. And our other roommate at the time was going through something really, but we looked at each other and he was like, he's never done that to, like, that's weird, like, people don't usually do that. So we're like, okay. And then, like, the things that he was talking about was just like, it was like meant for her to hear, you know? And it was just like, we are both in tears. And, like, from that, like, I was just like, wait, like, this is crazy, like, this is powerful. And throughout my life, I've just, like, always, like, connected dots. Like, I thought it was like a higher being. I didn't know if it was like God or Jesus or you know, the clouds. I had no idea. And but I just knew that there was something. And then when I came back, I kind of started, like, searching through things. And then I had another experience where I asked God to show himself to me, and he did so in a very, like, powerful and, I mean, a very clear way.
Mm-hmm. Life-changing.
Yeah. And I was so rattled by that. Like, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I don't... What is going on? Like, mm-hmm. what is life? I felt like this, like, hole in my chest that I needed answers to fill. And so I just started, like, reading all these, like, spirituality books. And one book led me to another book that led me to going to this local church. And this church just really, like, opened my eyes to, like, the grace of God and what Jesus' love can do for you. And I went through all these classes. And just from there, I was just like, I'm hooked. And, yeah.
And she was baptized.
Yep.
Over the summer.
Yep. It was a great day. And, yeah, I'm the only person on my side of the family who's been baptized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little bit about our backgrounds and kind of where we want to go in the podcast. Is going to focus on something different every time. This is just a little bit more introductory. But we want to focus on things like not settling, raising your Christian standards above the hookup culture. Some practical tips on how to live a good Christian life mm-hmm. and seek God in the midst of desiring to be married. Our previous relationships will go more in depth.
Yeah.
With
the stories. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very ugly.
The heartache, the tears, the laughter, the lessons.
Yeah. Only one of us has found quote unquote the one, so the rest are not so good.
Right. But yeah, just the waiting period and how hard it can be. But the joy that God has for us even in that. Yeah, so we'll talk about a lot of things, saving yourself for marriage, a lot of solace that we found in writing future husband journals, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. We'll go into more detail about some of the stuff that we have found helps us in the hopes that it could help anyone else.
So thank you so much for listening to Searching for Him. And if you want any more information, please check out our website, searchingforhim.com, where we'll be posting blogs and hopefully having an advice column for you guys. Thank you so much. Bye.